Ballots have been mailed out in Vancouver, British Columbia for a transportation referendum. Voters are being asked to approve 0.5% increase in the provincial sales tax in Metro Vancouver. Now, the money is supposed to improve transportation in the city as Vancouver grows. Voters in BC have never before been asked to raise taxes to pay for transportation, and the referendum has stirred a lively debate in Vancouver. Frances Beulah is a reporter and blogger in British Columbia. She writes for The Globe and Mail, Vancouver Magazine, and other outlets. She explained to me the debate cuts to the core of Vancouver's and Vancouverites' identities.
Certain people have always been really proud of how Vancouver is this green city, that where in fact transit use is higher than almost anywhere else in North America, that it has this model of urban planning that other people envy, and they see that if there's a fail here, if there's a no vote, that this is really going to, in a way, tarnish Vancouver's reputation. On the other hand, you have a group of people, a large group of people, who are really anxious about the level of growth and change in Vancouver. The region's taking in 40,000 people a year. There's a lot of construction going on, and it's not just spreading out into the suburbs, because Vancouver has sort of limits to how it can grow. So there's a lot of density being piled into various cities. And I think for some people, they just see more transit as encouraging more towers, more densification, more growth, more of an invitation for people to move in. And I think it's a bit of resistance to that.
A resistance to getting bigger by making it easier for people to get around.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, we know isn't going to happen. They're going to move here anyway if they want to, and then they're just going to buy SUVs and drive all over the place. But I think in some people's minds, it's a way to stop growth.
We've had a lot of debates here in Seattle about transit measures, and usually it breaks down into arguments about is there too much for roads or is there too much for mass transit. What's the debate in Vancouver over this measure?
The debate is, can the transit authority here be trusted with the money? There have been some high-profile stories about executive pay or, car allowances. They have been working on putting in a fare gate system for the last 2 years, and that hasn't worked. So there's a particular anti-tax group here that has really emphasized that. And I think to the surprise of the local mayors, who are all supporting a yes vote, What ended up happening was no one was talking about the plan that they had. No one was saying it's too expensive or it shouldn't be a subway or it should be this or whatever. It ended up being a big argument, and the argument is continuing, I have to say, about whether the transit authority could be trusted with the money.
What are some of the things that have led people to doubt the transit authority's ability to spend their tax dollars wisely on transportation?
Well, a lot of people just don't get that transit needs to be subsidized. Like, they drive around on free roads all day and don't really understand that they are free roads. And so people will say, well, they're getting $1.2 billion already. People pay fares. We support transit through property taxes. We support it through a 17-cent a liter gas tax. What is their problem? Why can't they run the system on that, number one? And then number two, as I said, some high-profile stories about executive pay or bonuses, car allowances, and that kind of thing.
So how pitched is this argument between Vancouverites about this proposal?
Well, I've been really surprised at how fierce it is. I have a blog, so people argue on my blog all the time about things. And until now, the surefire way to get people going was to talk about a bike lane being put in or something like that. No one wants to argue about bikes anymore. It's completely about transit, and it's really fierce. And I hear from people all over the place that at dinner parties, at conversations they have on the bus with friends, people will argue about this. It's become the big topic that people like to discuss, or maybe they don't like to discuss, but they're ending up doing it anyway.
Now, I understand the ballots don't need to be in until the end of May for this proposed increase in the sales tax for transit in Vancouver, but early polls are showing a no vote?
Yeah, there were three polls done before voting started on March 16th. So a very early one indicated about 52% of people were inclined to vote yes. That dropped within a month to only about 33% inclined to vote yes, with 52% indicating no, and another poll indicated 60% no. So, you know, the big hope, I think, that people on the yes side have, and it's unusual here, I think, in that there's a complete consensus by almost every political group, political level, business group, environmental group, whatever. They're all supporting the yes side. So there isn't really a split there. It's more like the officials versus, you know, the regular people or something. But I think the hope on the yes side is that they can mobilize their voters. They can reach out through membership lists and so on. And they're just praying that the no voters lose their envelopes in the recycling and forget to send them in.
And once again, the final results on that transit measure in Vancouver, not due until the end of May when ballots are due. Frances Beulah has been a freelance journalist in Vancouver for over 20 years. Her work appears in the Globe and Mail, Vancouver Magazine, and others. And if you'd like to check out her blog to hear that conversation amongst Vancouverites about this proposal, you can find it at francesbeulah.com. That's FRANCESBULA.com.